2 Chronicles chapter 36. And the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and they made him king in place of his father in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 3 months. Then the king of Egypt removed him in Jerusalem and imposed a tax on the land of 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. And the king of Egypt made Eliakim his brother king over Judah and Jerusalem, and he changed his name to Jehoiakim. And Necho took Jehoahaz his brother and brought him to Egypt. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned for 11 years in Jerusalem, and he did what was wrong in the sight of the Lord his God. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, campaigned against him and bound him in fetters so as to lead him to Babylon. And Nebuchadnezzar brought some of the equipment of the house of the Lord to Babylon, and he put it in his palace in Babylon. And as for the rest of the affairs of Jehoiakim, and his abominations which he made, and what was found against him, they are to be seen written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And Jehoiakim, his son, reigned in his place. Jehoiakim was 8 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned for 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem, and he did what was wrong in the sight of the Lord. And towards the end of the year, King Nebuchadnezzar sent orders and had him brought to Babylon with the desirable objects of the house of the Lord, and he made Zedekiah his brother king over Judah and Jerusalem. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 11 years. And he did what was wrong in the sight of the Lord his God, and he did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke the pronouncement of the Lord. And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God. And he was stiff-necked, and he hardened his heart against returning to the Lord God of Israel. Also, all the senior priests and the people transgressed all the more, like all the abominations of the Gentiles, and they defiled the house of the Lord, which he had sanctified in Jerusalem. And the Lord God of their fathers sent word to them through the intermediacy of messengers, rising early and sending word, because he had pity on his people and on his dwelling. But they kept ridiculing God's messengers, and despising his words, and mocking his prophets, until the Lord's fury arose against his people to the point of there being no remedy. And he brought the king of the Chaldeans up against them, and he killed their young men with the sword in their temple, and he did not spare young men or virgins, old men or anyone elderly. He delivered everyone into his hand. And as for all the equipment of the house of God, large items and small items, and the treasuries of the house of the Lord, and the treasuries of the king and his officials, he brought everything to Babylon. And they burnt the house of God, and they demolished the wall of Jerusalem, and they burnt all its palaces with fire, and they brought all its valuable furnishings to ruin. And he deported the survivors of the sword to Babylon, and they became servants to him and to his sons, until the kingdom of Persia became a royal power, to fulfil the word of the Lord, communicated through Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed its Sabbaths. For all the days that it was in desolation, it kept the Sabbath, fulfilling 70 years. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in fulfilling the word of the Lord, by the speech of Jeremiah, the Lord aroused the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, and he had a proclamation made throughout his kingdom, and also by a letter, saying, "This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says. The Lord God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the world, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you from all his people to participate? May the Lord his God be with him, and let him go up."